complexity, an indication of design. Every day of our lives, we assess complexity and the need for the appropriate time and resources to complete some tasks. When you get out of bed, you have already considered most of the expected tasks for the day. If you are simply preparing breakfast for yourself or your family, you will not have done the extensive preparation that would be needed if you were having 50 people for the first meal of the day. If you are simply getting yourself to work or school in the morning, then you will not have spent the time and effort that would be needed if you were, instead, about to fly to the other side of the world, or to have rejected the idea as completely infeasible if you had thought to go to Mars for the week. What we have seen over the last century and a half, since the ideas of natural evolution and everything in the universe first were formulated, is a complete ignoring of the growing levels of understanding of the complexity that is involved in organisms and systems. When Charles Darwin first dreamed up his ideas, he had absolutely no idea of how complex everything is. He did not know about cells, chemical compounds, hormones, DNA, etc. He marvelled that something as complex as the eye defied the idea of natural evolution, but he did not even begin to comprehend exactly how complex it really was. As scientists have gradually unlocked some of the secrets, showing the complex interactions of chemicals and physical structures, there has not been a corresponding re-evaluation of whether chance processes provide a realistic model for explaining the origins of everything. We always need to remember that evolution relies entirely on chance processes. People sometimes think that survival of the fittest is a mechanism for evolution. It is not. Natural selection or selective breeding, at the hands of someone trying to select a particular feature, can only select from information that is already there. That information has supposedly only been put there by totally random processes, according to evolutionists. It is reasonably easy to lose information, but incredibly difficult to generate it. Just ask anyone who has tried to write some detailed programming. If you were asked to build a sandcastle, then it would be an entirely different job from building a house, or maybe the Taj Mahal. Charles Darwin speculated on evolution because he thought that organisms were very simple. But there is a vast difference between blobs of goo and cells, which are extremely complicated. He knew nothing about genetics or the astonishingly complicated code, the digital information processing system called DNA. Quite frankly, the debate about chance processes should have ceased when DNA function was deciphered. It is like a complex computer code with millions of characters that all must be correct at once. Protein coding genes make up only 2% of the genome, or the DNA, of many organisms. Most of the genome consists of non-coding sequences, often referred to by evolutionists as functionless junk DNA. This was a big argument at the turn of the century, as scientists said that only 2% of the DNA was useful, and the rest was left over from the long evolutionary processes. They did not know what 98% of the DNA was used for, and claimed this suited the process of evolution exactly. Until it did not. Unfortunately for them, other scientists are discovering the functions of so-called junk DNA. It is another entire level of complexity. The coding sequences code for the structure of proteins, and the rest describe the incredibly complex process of building the organism by actively regulating the genes that encode the proteins. They are still discovering many more complex functions. This junk DNA view has held scientific research back, as it stopped many evolutionists researching the so-called non-functional regions. Science once again confirms what we would predict from God's word. But the fact that there was another level of complexity did not lead to evolutionists re-evaluating their ideas. They just left their timelines the same as before. This does not demonstrate true integrity in scientific thinking. If you wanted to play a game and had to throw a 6 of the dice before you could start, this would happen on average, 1 out of every 6 throws. This slows your start down a bit. However, if the game organizers said that you had to use 3 die and get 3 sixes at the same time, you would go to bed and not bother trying to play. This would happen on average 1 out of 216 times. If the rule was to get 10 sixes at once, then you would not be the slightest bit interested. We evaluate complexity in all sorts of ways, and this affects our behaviour. No one is going to use a blindfold and chance processes to cross a busy highway. We use appropriate skills to do almost anything. Although chance processes may happen and affect what we do, usually accidents or mishaps, we try to avoid them and use planning and skill instead. Chance is a very poor tool for everything. We do not use random chance to explain most things. If you came across a beautifully carved dining table on the road, you would never say, "Wow, a log truck must have been passing this way and a tree log fell off the back and bounced around and hit a few things and behold, look at what happened. It turned into a beautiful table." When we look at what is left over after the massive storm and see things scattered around and buildings left in ruins, we understand that this is the result of chance processes, chaos and destruction. Building and design do not result from chance events. Yet we have been told that chance processes explain everything around us. In 1860, a debate between Thomas Huxley and Bishop Samuel Wilberforce was at the turning point. Attempting to combat Wilberforce's scientific arguments, Huxley suggested that, given enough time and material, six monkeys could type the 23rd Psalm simply by randomly punching the keys. This is, of course, nonsense, as simple calculations would show. Let us investigate what he failed to comprehend anyway with a look at some simple high school mathematics. Suppose we had a character set of 26 lowercase letters and 26 uppercase letters, together with a space and a full stop. We want to get a computer to generate, by chance, the simple phrase, "the theory of evolution." We know that this is a simple thing to do with intelligence, and even a reasonably young child could write it out, once they know how to read and write. But chance processes are different. We know that there are 54 times 54 times 54 times 54 times 54, 24 times, different permutations of these characters. 54 to the power of 24 equals 3.8 times 10 to the power of 41. This does not mean much to most people, or maybe everyone. So let's unwrap this number. If everyone on the face of the earth had a super, super powerful computer, let us say 8 billion people, with one of these computers that was able to generate and examine 1 billion 24 character phrases per second. I know this is not even possible, but we'll go with this assumption. That is 8 billion times 1 billion phrases per second, which is very impressive. Now I want you to guess how long it would take for all of these computers to come up with our required phrase, on average. Well, you might get a surprise, because if we divide the possible number of permutations by 8 billion and then 1 billion, we have an answer of phrases per second. Divide that number by 60 and then by 60 and then by 24 to get the number of days. Divide that number by 365 to get the number of years. A bit surprised? It would take, on average, 1.5 times 10 to the power of 15 years. Divide by 1 billion to get how many billion years? Yes, it's 1.5 times 10 to the power of 6. It would take, on average, some 1.5 million billion years to produce that simple phrase by chance. Now, scientists work on the assumption that the age of the universe is 13.7 billion years. Undoubtedly wrong. So it would take all those computers over 100,000 times the supposed age of the universe to produce that simple phrase by chance processes. How is Huxley looking now with six monkeys and the whole 23rd Psalm? How effective is chance? Chance does not have any chance at producing complexity. Neither scientists nor mathematicians have come up with any realistic models to explain how the incredible complexity of our universe could happen by chance processes. They always start at the other end and say, "Well, it is here, so it must have happened." Not a satisfactory argument. Everything is so complex that beneficial mutations would need to be occurring at incredible speed all the time, and then also be selected to replace the previous form. Evolution is nowhere near being a suitable scientific or mathematical model to explain our world in a realistic way. As the incredible complexity of everything is gradually understood better, the model should have been rejected if there was integrity and honesty in the process. Blind faith is required to believe in chance processes producing the amazing universe with all its incredible creatures and systems. The only realist model is one of intelligent design by a powerful and incredible creator.